And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your Note Show, the RBR Block Talk Radio Show on the RBR Network, on the Renford Broadcast Network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today and allows all of us to bridge the gap and circumnavigate the spiritual highways of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people to share with us how it is that they are showing up in the world, how they are making a difference in their neighborhood mosques, temples, churches, synagogues, and even the neighborhood 7-Eleven, and then taking that to their states, countries, and ultimately the world. Welcome to The No Show. If you would like to receive advance notice of guests on The No Show, send an email to me, robtmcm@aol.com. That's robtmcm@aol.com, requesting that your name be placed on our service list. And we will keep you informed about who is coming on and when, as well as special opportunities to participate on the program as a guest co-host and special prizes that we are offering for sharing what your top shows are and why. We want for you to certainly please, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more information. Stay tuned for more of the good stuff that is going on. My guest this evening on The No Show is Aaron Hill of the wonder-filled metaphysical new thought jazz, gospel, R&B, and anything else that you can think of group called Fruition. And they are a group that are responsible for delivering new thought jazz, R&B, fusion, and even spoken word in the churches, in spaces and places that offer opportunities for music to be heard and for everybody to know whatever it is that is going on is exactly what it needs to be for you and for me. This is The No Show, and this is your evening to learn about that phenomenal jazz. And my guest, Mr. Aaron, is going to talk to us and make us aware of all of the good things that are going on. Aaron Hill of Fruition, are you there this evening, sir? Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
How are you, my friend, and what's going on in your world, and what's on your metaphysical mind?
I'm just fine. You know, every day is a new day to apply the metaphysical principles and that kind of thing. So we're just getting ready for a number of different things going on musically here in the Baltimore, D.C., and Virginia area.
Absolutely, and you also are the Minister of Music at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living in Baltimore, Maryland,
yes,
where my good friend, Reverend Burnett Jones, spearheads the effort of spirit speaking through and playing through and teaching through her initially, and then all of the others, including you, Aaron Hill, who brings about that wonderful opportunity for us to feel the spirit of love and life and goodness and grace and joy through the music that you play. And so we are excited about that music. As a matter of fact, we are offering an opportunity for those who would like to hear some of that music this evening. But I want for us to talk right now about the difference that you bring and that other metaphysicians like you who are involved in music and have been for so long, what is the difference that you bring from a traditional church? How is it that you are showing up in the world, Aaron, to then have people hear that music and relate to the spirit within?
Well, I think one thing that's different is that all the music goes in a positive upward direction as it pertains to inspiring people and uplifting people. A lot of times in some of the traditional methods, the messages can kind of go in different directions. It might be a message of inspiration, but it might also at times be a message of self-loathing or self-deprecation. So I think that the main difference is that, you know, we try to just focus all on positive life-affirming principles, things that would continue to uplift people and give them confidence and to help them, you know, to find the God within them. But it's just a constant message going in a forward motion. And if I could get a little bit more expansive with it, it's a non-dualistic message. So it's all about love, you know, and one of the shows that we have is actually called All About Love. So we try to encapsulate the full human experience within our performances. But I think that, like I said, the main difference is that we try to continually focus on that perspective, a forward progression of love. And we also, one other thing too that's a major part of it, is to get people to, you know, turn within as opposed to looking for external means in order to make their lives better or make themselves feel better. So it's all about knowing the self. You know, the more to know the self is to know God. And so thank you. I would say that definitely is probably one of the main points. I think a lot of times people, when they're listening to traditional music, they may enjoy it and they may be inspired in a way, but then there are many times where in a lot of traditional music you may be taught that you're unworthy or that you're, you know, that you're nothing without another source, or just something that kind of goes against you feeling very spiritually confident, you know. And so even though I come from that background, this is a lot different as it pertains to a non-dualistic way of expressing music, music that's all about positivity, music that's not love with conditions, or as I like to say it, not unconditional love with conditions, you know. It's just, yeah. So I would say that those are the main two differences.
Excellent. I want to bring Carrie Kelly in, who is my guest co-host and has been for a little while now, and who is out of the wonderful state of California and is involved in a metaphysical New Thought church in the Oakland area, I believe. Carrie, correct me if I'm wrong in that, but I think that that is where it is that you are. And can you relate to what Aaron is saying, Carrie, in terms of the different type of music that is played in a New Thought church, a metaphysical church, that it has upward mobility with it, that it allows us to feel good about ourselves and the energy that is a part of that experience? Can you share in that as well?
Oh, yes, I definitely can share with that. Well, from two different perspectives, actually a lot of the same kind of background that your guest is talking about, with growing up with the traditional gospel music, learning and singing it as a vocalist, I've gotten to experience the transition of how the music is able, the movement and the positivity and upliftment of helping people really get in touch with their own piece of God that they are. And it's a very positive, uplifting experience, especially to sing, because as a vocalist, I can't sing something I can't feel. And so it's hard to, you know, like, it was very hard to make that transition from all these things that you can't sing this, you can't sing that, and then there's so much music now that you can sing. It's like a big world just opened right up. It's beautiful.
Excellent. Absolutely. And I want to thank you, Carrie, for those comments, and I'll come back to you in just a moment. as well. Aaron, I want for you to, even before I play the piece that I'm about to play, I want for you to share with people where it is that they can get a hold of you, and I want for you to tell them about the December 6th, I believe it is, concert that's coming up in Baltimore, Maryland, at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living, and how long that's going to go on, and things of that nature, please.
Yes, thank you. On Saturday, December 6th, we're going to have our quarterly New Thought Jazz live concert, and the concert is going to be in Maryland, in Baltimore, Maryland, Saturday, December 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's called New Thought Jazz Live, and it features the band. The name of the band is called The Fruition Experience now, and we also have a few guest artists as well, Magi, who is an instrumental, multi-instrumentalist, and Music Effects is his group, and also vocalist Micah Smith. We'll have our vocalist, Alma Chandra, as well as some other guest vocalists and probably some spoken word artists as well. So that's Saturday, December 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 5:30, and that's in Baltimore at One God, One Thought Center, at 3605 Coronado Road in Woodlawn. The good thing about our concerts is that whether you're in Maryland or in Baltimore or not, you can still watch our concerts because we live stream all of our concerts for people to watch them all over the country and really all over the world. So for more information on everything, the name of the website is www.fruitionmusic.net. FRUITION music, fruitionmusic.net. And when you get to the site, you'll see three different portals that you can enter. It's a landing page. So one page takes you to the Fruition Experience Band website. The other page takes you to the New Thought Jazz Live Concerts website. And the third link takes you to the Fruition Music Store because I have another business as well. Where it's about, I sell instrumental accompaniment tracks for vocalists that don't have musicians. And so those are the three different links that you'll see on the site. It's www.fruitionmusic.net to purchase tickets, to live stream as well, and to find out more information about our New Thought Jazz live events and other events that we have regularly as well.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you. And, folks, I can tell you from firsthand experience how phenomenal it is to be seated there in the beautiful auditorium of the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living, or anywhere else at this group that Aaron Hill and Fruition, where they are. And to have them play the music that we love, and I'm talking about the old standards like Take Five by Dave Brubeck. I'm talking about Sonny Stitt's pieces, as well as Nearer My God to Thee, and other things. And in the pieces you are going to hear this evening, they are actually playing a steel drum as well. And for all of us who have been to Jamaica and points overseas, we know how wonderful it is to hear a steel drum. So tonight, in both of these pieces that we're going to play, you'll get to hear that steel drum. The first piece that we're going to play is called Mansions Meditation. And in New Thought, in the New Thought philosophy, meditation is a key component to hearing what it is that Spirit would have us to do. Meditation is a key to getting the answers to what direction we want to go in, whether we want to move forward or backwards, up or down. And in December, the first Wednesday in December, I am going to do two full meditations for you all, with music, Stefan Skajari, my good friend from Maryland also, is going to be playing Everything Must Change in one of those meditations, so we invite you to come back. But we want for you to hear this beautiful piece called Mansions Meditation, and I believe that it's off of New Thought Jazz Group Fruition Live in Concert. And let me tell you something about jazz music. Jazz music just never gets old. Gospel music from a New Thought perspective just never gets old. And so it's wonderful. So just stand by, everybody, if you will, and we're going to hear a little of this beautiful piece right now. Stand by. And that is the beautiful piece called Mansion. And you are listening to The Note Show. And our guest this evening is Aaron Hill of the group Fruition. And my guest co-host is Carrie Kelly out of California. Aaron, tell us about that piece and what it's all about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, also note that you only heard about 2 minutes and 20 seconds of that, and it's a 5 minute and 21 second piece, but I want for Aaron to have an opportunity to share with us what that's all about as we go along. So please tell us what your thoughts are relative to that and came about.
Well, that song is a song that was written by myself and the steel pan player for the group, Akil Raphael. And basically, because of the fact that we are in somewhat of an expanded way of thinking, we use mantras from different sources, So, you know, we may use a text from the Bible, a scripture from the Bible. We may use a saying from the Lao Tzu. We may use, you know, something from the Bhagavad Gita and the Tao Te Ching and the Upanishads. We like to use principles that are a part of all the faiths. They all coincide, but they come from different perspectives. So with that one, we were in an Eastern mindset. But the interesting part about it was kind of a mixture, because the mansions concept came from the scripture, "In my father's house are many mansions." And we were looking at it and interpreting it from the perspective of many mansions being many different dimensions of reality, you know, and how just vast reality is as far as the mind is concerned, or the greater mind, the universe, and how vast the universe is. So if you see the music video for Mansions online on our YouTube page, which is the New Thought Jazz YouTube page, you'll see that basically all the visuals are all pictures of the galaxies and of the universe, because it's, I mean, it's something that we're in awe of when we look at how infinite the universe is. And the mind is just a smaller sphere of the larger sphere, the universe. It's just a smaller version of it. So infinite mind, infinite universe. In my father's house are many mansions. And that's the song, Mansions Meditation. And like I said, we had kind of an Eastern, we were in an Eastern kind of mood. So the instrumentation feels more so Eastern oriented, as does the other meditation that we did on that same album, which is called A Conscious Matter. And that is truth meditation, and that one also incorporates a lot of Eastern instruments. So that's where the idea of that song comes from.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, in addition to that, Aaron, is that that piece is from John, the 14th chapter of John specifically, and it begins with, "Let not your heart be troubled." Right. And those are key words to anybody going through anything in life. Let not your heart be troubled. And as metaphysicians, we get in trouble with people when they are going through hell, and we say to them, "Let not your heart be troubled." They say, "You are about to be troubled because I'm about to knock you out. I'm going through hell, and here you are. You're going to tell me that I should not be bothered by that." But they misunderstand, you see. What we are saying is that, yes, we know and we understand your pain. We know and understand that you are hurting and that you are going through something. But that is the external portion of you. That is the physical you. And yes, when the physical body hurts, we hurt. When the emotional body hurts, we hurt. However, there is a way of overcoming that, and that is to use what I call, Aaron, SRT, or spiritual replacement therapy. So by putting on this beautiful piece that you have put together, you and your friends, called Mansions Meditation, people then are able, for those few moments, for those 5 minutes and 30-some seconds, to actually place their energy and their focus on just hearing that music, on feeling it, and feeling the vibration of what is. And if they allow themselves to feel that energy then at that point, then they can, throughout that day, whenever that feeling of despair and despondency returns to them once again, they can come back and think about that music. And once they think about it, they will also feel that feeling, that energy that was a part of their hearing it and relating to it, and immediately that pain will go away. It will be dissipated into the nothingness from which it came. Because we can only think about, really, really think about and focus upon one thing at a time. So I applaud you for having this type of music that allows us to do that. Carrie, what are your thoughts on this?
I really love that. I love the way the perspective has pointed out that the galaxy or the universe is an aspect of the many mansions and how we can be in awe of it. And the fact that the creative vessel that this music came through is so, is just beautiful. I'm loving that, the way it has incorporated so many different ideas that normally may not necessarily mesh, but
right.
They put a beautiful tapestry together.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And that's very well said and exactly on point. And the interesting thing is, because I have these albums here, I have listened to them over and over and over again, and each time I listen, it is as though it's a brand new experience for me. Even though, as with anything that is repetitious, we know what's coming next. Why? Because we've done it for so long, and that's why somebody said, "Good things in, good things out. Bad stuff in, bad stuff out." And so, as you listen to music like this, ladies and gentlemen. And as you partake of the YouTube videos that Aaron Hill is sharing with you, then you will be able to move from where it is that you are, perhaps a painful experience, perhaps a challenging experience, perhaps something that you don't want to feel right now, and move from that space into another space that allows you for the moment, if you like, for the moment. You can just say, you know what, just for these 2 minutes, I am going to be a part of this experience of love and light and goodness and see what comes from it. And once you do that, you will also say, you know what, I don't want to go back there right now. Maybe later on, maybe later tonight, but I don't want to do that right now. So, Aaron, tell us again what the YouTube space is and where people can go up online to hear this beautiful music. I know they can hear some of it on your website, I believe. But they can also go to YouTube and share with us, what do they do? Do they just put in Fruition on YouTube, or how does that work?
Well, they can find us on YouTube if you search New Thought Jazz on YouTube. That's one way to find us. Because of the fact that I coined the term New Thought Jazz in 2012, and prior to that it wasn't a term that anybody used. If you type in New Thought Jazz on YouTube, you won't have a problem at all finding us, because the only thing that comes up as far as New Thought Jazz are our videos. And the nice part about it is that when you watch the videos, you can get a really good idea of the show, because we have the YouTube channel is filled with clips from our New Thought Jazz live shows. Every live show that we do is a DVD recording, and so we upload the video clips from our concert to the YouTube channel. And all the video clips are high definition. They're all top-notch quality, so you can see everything clearly. It's professional sound and everything. So you can really just enjoy. So you can find us on YouTube at New Thought Jazz. We also have, and all these links you can also type in on Facebook as well and go to our Facebook pages under the same terms. We also have another channel that's called The Fruition Experience. Like I said, the name of the band actually now is The Fruition Experience, because we're branching out to some new territory and expanding the vision. And the New Thought Jazz concept is one of the major components of that. So you can find us on YouTube under New Thought Jazz and also under The Fruition Experience. And the other thing about the YouTube channel that's really good is that we all kind of come from a multi-genre background. So all of us are familiar with many styles of music. We've played, you know, everything from hip-hop to R&B to neo-soul, jazz, classical, rock, you know, you name it. I mean, we have some experience in that field. And so because of that, when you go to the YouTube channel, there's really something for everybody. All of our songs, the thing I love about it is that all of our music comes from the same place internally. It comes from the same reality, the same place spiritually. It comes from the same place It's all conscious, positive messages of love, joy, and peace, and oneness and unity. But we have a lot of different flavors of that. And one of the things that I so appreciate being a musician is that I've learned how to not only manipulate the different sounds, but I've learned to first appreciate how you can have a song like Mansions Meditation, which is a simple song of healing, just a simple repetitive melody that doesn't take much to just get into you, and it's not a whole lot going on musically, so it's very therapeutic for you to just clear your mind to. And then we have other songs like Things Will Change, which is a full jazz ballad, you know. And then we have songs like The Joining, which is one of our new songs, which is kind of like a jazz fusion, like a up-tempo jazz fusion song, you know. And so we have something for everybody. We call ourselves, we mostly identify with jazz because of the fact that with jazz you can go in different directions, because jazz is looked at as an improvised music that has many different influences. But there's something on there for everyone. And our vocalist, Amashandra, who actually may be calling in sometime tonight, she brings a flavor of a, we call her a world soul artist, because she brings in a flavor of like an NDIRE, you know. She loves Brazilian music. Part of her heart is in Brazil. She loves Brazil, has an affinity for Brazil. And so she brings her her gift to the circle. And so together, there's just this mesh of all these different experiences, musical experiences and musical perspectives. So there's something for everybody there. And that's New Thought Jazz on YouTube, and also The Fruition Experience on YouTube.
Excellent. That's right. I want to also share with you all, ladies and gentlemen, that these are young people. These are young folks chronologically. These are not your Dave Brubecks and your Robert McMillans and your Burnett Joneses. These are young, spirit-filled people who take what they are doing seriously. They are about the business of God's business. And they know that God's business is always fun and enjoyable, and that there are challenges along the way, and that they meet them and overcome them, and that there is serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality in every aspect of life, and it is a wonderful opportunity. I want for both of you to stand by, Carrie Kelly, and also Aaron Hill. For just a moment, I want to share with our listeners that this is the RBR Network. We are so proud to do the things that we do and to bring you the shows that we bring. I want to tell you just a little bit about several of the shows that are on the network so that we can then get back to our guests and to our guest co-hosts so that you can hear another tune as well as learn more about this progressive medium called fusion jazz, if you will, gospel and a mix of other things. But on Thursdays, on the same telephone number that you dialed in on, 347-838-9142, and by the way, I see that we have a number of people who are online. They are also people who are online, but I see people who have called in. Please press 1 on your phone if you would like to add to our discussion, and we welcome that. If you would like to add your 25 cents to our conversation, please press 1, and then I will see that, and I will bring you in to the conference. But unless you press 1, we don't want to interfere with you're just listening instead of being involved. So, but if you would like to, please press 1. And if you do that and I don't come on, then please just hang up and call right back and then press 1 as soon as we answer and we'll get to you. On Friday, we have on the RBR Network the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that's hosted by Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. Rhonda is also my moderator for this particular program. And the Searchers Roadmap was the first RBR show, and thus it is the longest-running show. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shaman from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. This evening, we are sending light and love and peace and joy and goodness and grace to Rhonda, because just because of the fact that we are healers and we are involved in this thing called New Thought Metaphysics, it doesn't mean that we cannot be challenged as well. As a matter of fact, we should be, so that then we can showcase for others how to act, how to operate, types of things come about in our lives. So we send light and love to Rhonda as she recuperates. If I didn't mention it, the Progressive News Weekly show at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, Central Standard Time again, is hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. This was a long-running show on another network, and Daryl's guests have included my good friend out of Washington, D.C., Dick Gregory, and they tend to focus on hot issues and current events. The moderator and co-host is the RBR director, Cecil McDaniel. So we invite you to please, sir, and please, ma'am, check in and check on and check with all of these phenomenal shows. On Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, is broadcast at 3 p.m., hosted from Memphis, Tennessee, by Reginald Jenkins. Reginald was a founding member and CEO of Sound Town Records, which was established after the closure of Stax Records in Memphis. So we have all of these great things going on, and we want for you to participate, just like you are participating this evening, tonight, in the No Show. And we do have a couple of questions that people have asked via the web, and I will get to those in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to thank my guest for taking time from his busy schedule there in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area to stop by and visit with us and share a little of this phenomenal music. And again, to tell you that on December 6th at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living, 3605 Coronado Road in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, they will be there, and they will offer phenomenal music, and they will have their CDs and other things available for those of you who are in that area, and we are so pleased about that. You know, Aaron, my dear friend, Reverend Brian, who hosts Friday Evening Jazz in the city of Washington, D.C. at his church, always says, God loves jazz. And I believe that steadfastly. And when I listen to songs like Take Five by Dave Brubeck and even Steph Scajari and some of the music that he has done and some of the other things that are a part of this experience, I know that it is an opportunity for us to express our God-given talent. Talk to us about that for a moment. How is it that Spirit works through you and through the others who are a part of your group to bring about this experience that people can then to in this wonderful way?
Well, I guess the first thing I would start off by saying is to piggyback off of that, that phrase you just said, is that in my experience, you said God loves jazz, and in my experience, God is jazz. You know, one of the biggest things is that for me as a musician, there's so many things about music that relates directly to life and our processes. I mean, most people don't think about it, but even all the way down to just the way that a song flows, a song has a birth, you know, a song has a life, and a song has a transition into another song. And so there's so many aspects of music that for me as a musician is I really feel that we're helping people through their day-to-day life. We're helping people to reflect and see themselves. People are even living out their dreams through musicians and through artists all the time, because of the fact that the artist's gift is about self-expression, and so we become the voice for the person who doesn't, you know, say anything, or we become the voice for the person. We become the voice for a multitude of people. So whatever we express is what people are living through us, and we're then generating it back to them. It's like a cycle or a cipher. And that's one of the things I love so much about live shows, because most people would see the energy coming from the stage, but if you look at it from a bigger picture, there's energy coming from both sides. So both sides is on the platform, and both sides need each other in order for it to be a full circle as far as energy. Playing to a bunch of empty chairs, you know, won't invigorate musicians just as much as people coming into an empty stage won't invigorate or inspire them. So it's a co-creation, and I love how it works together. The thing about music is that music allows people to open up to things they might not necessarily be as open to in conversation. Of course, as we know, because of the music in our industry today, you know, that can be used for something positive to uplift people and to help them grow and learn and expand themselves. And it also can be used to help them contract and go into a non-beneficial or negative direction. And so that's why it's so important to me, when you have the mindset of positivity and of expanding and expansion, it's just so important to utilize it, because people are looking to expand. They're looking for the answers to the things that they've been pondering about. They're looking to find out more about themselves. They're looking to just relax or just to clear their mind because they've had a long day, a long week. They're looking for what they should do next at the job. They're looking for how they should deal with their family. You know, they're looking for why they should continue to live life, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And music just has the power to be able to invite people in, embrace them, and teach and reach them, you know, in all those different ways. So I don't really take it for granted. I mean, I'm extremely grateful for it. And the best part of being a musician, thinking in that way, is that you in turn become an empty vessel. So then you just become a portal, so to speak, where you become empty. You allow, you know, the spirit, the energy, the vibe, you know, however we want to call it, you allow that to take over. And then the music is playing you. So people are like coming through you to get to their highest good, so to speak, when you play or sing or, you know, whatever you do musically. So it could be a pretty life-changing experience. And I think that the most important thing for every artist, every musician, is to just really know what you possess, you know. Mm-hmm. You really possess something that people like counselors and teachers, you know, wish they had that kind of wand. I say wand isn't like a magic wand, a magic wand type of influence. For most singers, which is why we went from being an instrumental group to incorporating a vocalist, a lead vocalist, because most vocalists are the connection between the music and between the audience. They're like the central connection that allows people to get into the music and at the same time be able to be spoken to or, you know, be taught or whatever, even be consoled as far as words are concerned.
Absolutely.
So,
you are so right, and thank you for saying that. Gary, as a vocalist, do you relate to what Aaron is saying, and how is it that you feel when you sing certain songs and they emote certain reactions and responses in people?
The part that resonated with me the most is when he talked about the energy coming from both sides, from the stage with the performers and the audience giving that energy back to you. It's a beautiful experience, and it's like, you know, words really can't express it. It's one of those,
yeah,
you have to be there. You have to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You do have to be there, but also you express it so wonderfully well, both of you. And because I sing a little bit, I also know that experience. We develop a third indivisible presence that is there, that is the connecting link between the singer, the performer, and the audience. And so people will often come up to us and say, you know, I related so well to what you were singing, what you were playing, that it just felt good from the crown chakra at the top of my bald head to the soles of my feet. I mean, it just went all the way through me. And it is that energy of love and light and peace and joy. I want for both of you to stand by for a moment, if you will, because I want to go ahead and play a little bit of Speak to My Heart. I'm going to play a few more minutes of that than we played of the other piece so that you can, again, hear this phenomenal group and have an opportunity on December 6th to either go to Baltimore, or they have instruments and will travel. So wherever it is that you would like for them to come to, they would be happy to do that as well. So if everybody would just stand by, I'm going to play this. And this, again, is from the same album, and it's track number 9 called Speak to My Heart. Speak to My Heart. to my heart. That's what we all want for Spirit to do, is to share with us from that space and that place that allows us to understand, to know, to move forward and to do things in wonder-filled ways, to get the answers to the questions in our own lives and the answers to the questions in the lives of those who are within our circle of influence. And we can do that through this phenomenal medium called music. My guest this evening knows that all too well, that all we have to do is allow Spirit to work, to play, to pray, to sing through us. And then whenever it is that we do that, the outcome is always something wonderful and positive. You just heard Speak to My Heart. Again, what I'd like for you to do now, Aaron, is to share again with the people where they can pick up your music and your YouTube and website, please, sir.
Yes. Once again, the website, the central website is www.fruitionmusic.net, fruitionmusic.net, and that is a landing page for three other websites that all are under the Fruition Music Company. One website is the Fruition Experience, which is the name of the band. The other is the New Thought Jazz Live website. And the third is the Fruition Music Store, where you can purchase our music. You can also purchase some other instrumental gospel music there and some of the other things that we do as well. You can find us on YouTube and on Facebook, both under New Thought Jazz and under the Fruition Experience. And you can purchase the music on iTunes, Amazon, and any of the other digital stores. And the music is going to be under New Thought Jazz Group Fruition, and also just Fruition Music INC. Yeah, so you can find us anywhere online. We have a lot of music there. And also one other plug I want to throw in there as well is the other business that we have, our instrumental accompaniment tracks for vocalists and for musicians, and for particularly for vocalists and choirs and that kind of thing that don't have musicians. We have over 600 or 700 songs online. So if people are out there and they just like to either listen to instrumental gospel music, or they need music to accompany them for events and for services, you can also purchase our music as well. And that's right on the website as well at fruitionmusic.net or on iTunes and Amazon under Fruition Music INC or just Fruition Music. Either one, it'll come up.
Excellent. And let me spell for you, ladies and gentlemen, the word fruition, F-R-U-I-T-I-O-N. And so anytime you put that up, F-R-U-I-T-I-O-N, and especially the word New Thought or anything similar to that, you will find what it is that you are looking for. Let me ask you this as we prepare to close out in a couple of minutes. I want to know, Aaron, what about traditional jazz pieces? We mentioned Take Five, Dave Brubeck, and a couple of other things. Are you also involved in traditional types of jazz genre?
Yes, definitely. All of us are straight-ahead jazz musicians as well. So a lot of the events that we do that are more so just either corporate events or lounges, you know, and that kind of thing, clubs and that kind of thing, we play straight-ahead jazz. All of us are hardcore straight-ahead jazz lovers. And then all of the group, except for myself, actually, the rest of the group, saxophone player, bass player, and a drummer, they all went to school for jazz. Two of them, one of them is a Morgan graduate, the other went to Southern in Louisiana. And so we all are jazz heads, as they say. So yes, we do play jazz pretty regularly, and that's one of the one last thing I want to say that I wanted to say earlier is that one of the other things that we do that makes it so lucrative is that by band instrumental music, people are able to put their own story, their own life soundtrack to what we play. So it kind of is a all-purpose. Most people don't think about instrumental music this way, but it's kind of all-purpose because whatever you're feeling that day, if you're feeling in a joyful mood, then you can listen to Speak to My Heart and it can speak joy to you because you're putting your own words to it since it's free. If you're feeling inspired or motivated, you know, you can put that to there. You can put your own words, you can put your own thoughts to it. So it's the same way with the straight ahead jazz. A lot of the things we do, we mix in the two. In fact, one of the latest, and it's the last thing I'll say because I know we're running out of time, but one of the latest things is that we released a video for a version of John Coltrane's Naima that I rearranged, and that's on the website too. That's one of the last videos on the Fruition Experience YouTube page. And it's the John Coltrane song, Naima, and I rearranged it. It's kind of a modern hip-hop and jazz kind of feel to it. So, yes, we love and be straight ahead.
Excellent. Cary, let me bring you in for the last minute to see if you have any additional things that you'd like to share from this experience.
Well, I can say for sure that I love using the Fruition instrumental tracks. Those are the best backup band I ever had.
Oh, wow. Oh, you've used the tracks. Wow.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of the instrumental music because I get opportunities to share my vocal talent with different people. And, you know, you download it, put your CD together and you show up and sing, and I just, it's a beautiful thing. I'm so grateful that you have it, the wherewithal to put it all together for me, so I can do what I need to do.
Thank you
and
for your support. And did you realize it was the same company?
Yeah, that's great, guys. We're going to have to shut her down until the next time. Aaron, you know our time is always too short. Ladies and gentlemen, you had a choice. You had options, and you chose to be a part of this experience tonight with us, and we are so grateful that you decided to spend your LPEs, your life's precious energy, here talking with us, with Aaron Hill from the group Fruition, and they are doing some phenomenal things. Come back if you'd like to check it out again, hear these pieces and these voices all over again. It's under our archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, The No Show, and today's date. It's also in the link that I send out. So if you're not getting my link, send me an email to robtmcm@aol.com, and we'll make certain that you are. Aaron Hill, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much, Cary. I will talk with you all another time a little bit later. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your choice to make today and tomorrow the best days of your life. Go forth and be blessed, and so it is. God bless. Take care, everybody. Thank you now. God bless.
Take care.
We'll see
you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
God bless.